This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, November 21st, 2022. We will begin Hey Amud Beis 5b, the first section. On Friday, end of last week, we had that Rabbi Yonah had a student who would kind of bust his chops and ask him difficult questions. But on Shabbos and the Regel, he wouldn't do it because there were a lot of people who didn't want to embarrass his Rebbe. He didn't want to embarrass Rabbi Yonah. And Kari Aleh, they said about this student, right, B'sam Derech Avenu B'yesh Elohim, right, that somebody who thinks about what he's doing and is careful, right, so he will see the salvation of Hashem. Right, now we go back to the graves and marking of the graves. The Gemara says as follows, Tana Rabbana, in Mitzainin, right, we don't mark right, the grave or the area. Lo al kazayis min ames, not if you have an olive's worth of the corpse. Velo al etzem kiseora, right, not if you have a piece of bone, right, that is literally the size of a grain of barley. Velo al davar she'eno metame be'ohel, right, and not on something which will not render impurity if you are in the tent with it, right? There are some things that are, if you are in the same building, right? That's why Kohanim can't come into most funeral homes, right, without special arrangements, because if you're in the same building, that's an issue. That's mitameh be'ohel. You're in the same ohel as this item, right? A corpse or other items, you'll become tameh. Sometimes you have to touch it. It's called maga. You have to touch it in order to become tameh. Right, so if it's not going to be mitame be'ohel, you don't have to mark it. Aval, but mitzainin al hasidra, you do would mark it if you have the sidra is the spine, like the backbone. Ve'al hal gulgolas, and on the skull. Al rov binyan, on the majority of, right? Here's by size of the skeletal system, Val Rov Minyan Hames, and on the majority of bones, even if it's not the size majority of the majority of bones, so that you would also have to mark. The Ein Mitzayin Al Havados, you don't have to mark a spot where everybody knows there's certainly graves its tummy, because everybody knows. Ava Mitzayin Al Svekos, but you do have to marketplace that where it's possible there is svekos ve'elahena svekos. Right, these are the svekos schachos upraos ubeis hapras. We'll see the definitions later, but schach means like tree overhang or growth overhang. Pros is more of building a protrusion overhang. Beis hapras is a field with graves in it. We'll see the definition as we move forward. Ve'ein ma'amidin b'tziun b'makom tu. Tuma, right? When you place the mark, you don't place it right in a spot that's already tameh. Shelo lahapsid esataharos, because you don't want somebody to come stand right next to the marker and realize, oh my God, I'm in the tameh space, and all the stuff that they had that's pure, that's tahor, is now out the window. Okay, ve'ein marchikin tziyun mimakom tuma. We don't place that tziyun too far from the makom tuma. You want to have it really close by. You don't want to lose space where people can go in Eretz Yisrael. You don't want to limit their movements. So you want to have it close enough so that it's not tameh, but not far enough away that you impede people's ability to traverse Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so that was a nice long piece. Now we have a question. Because I been amazed, ain't a mitameh ba'ol, right? A olive's worth of a corpse. That's not going to be, right? It's not going to render somebody impure if they're in the same tent as it. Right? That's none. We have a Mishnah. Elu shemitamin ba'oel. These are the things that make you tame in an oil. Kizayis min hames. Right? If you have an olive's worth of a corpse, it's going to be mitamin ba'oel. So how can it be mitamin ba'oel? Before we said, you're not mitamin ba'oel. Which one is it? That's a problem. So Amar Rav Papa says, Hacha b'kizayis mitzumtzam askinan. Right? In our source, in our Tana Rabbanan, right? Not in the opposing source, not in the Mishnah they brought. We're talking about an exact kezias, an exact olive, right, worth, of course, to sof, nichsar chaser, because very quickly, right, decomposition, whatever, trampling, what, I don't know, it's going to become less than a kezias in very short order, right? And therefore, we have the following calculation, mutav yisarfu alav truma kachim lafit shah, v'al yisarfu alav la'olam. Right, better than if somebody makes a mistake in a very temporary, right, the fisha'a, and they bring truma, right, or kachim. Truma is the gift to the kohen. Kachim is stuff that belongs to the mizbeach. That becomes tamei. It's out. It's done. Right, nothing you can do with it. So you have to burn it. Better that should happen for a minimal amount of time than it should be than it should happen forever when it doesn't have to be, because it'll eventually be less than a kezias. Okay? That is the answer, right? But if we know for sure that you have a kezias, it will be metame be'oha. Ve'elu hein hasveikos schachos upros. Right? So here we have the schach overhang and the building protrusion. And that's what the Gemara is going to tell us. Schachos ilan ha'meisach ala aretz. Right? It's a tree that overhangs the ground. Where you're going to find something that's metame, it's going to create an ohel, and if you walk under it, you might become tame. Pros, right? What's pros? Avanim pruos ayotzos min hagadar. You have these stones that are extending from the fence, right? It's a stone overhang. What is a base hapras? Right? So that is certainly a good question. And the Gemara tells us, what's a base hapras? Because it's not, like we learned in the Mishnah, hachoresh es hakever, right? If you plow a grave into the field, harehu osa base hapras. So that becomes a base hapras, because you had a kever, you had a grave, and then it gets plowed in, so you're not sure how much is where, that becomes a big suffix. Right, where are you stepping? Where is the grave? Right, what happened to the body? How much is here? How much is there? So it becomes a suffix. Right, v'chama hu oseh. Right, what's the dimensions? Milo ma'ane mea ama. Right, the English here says the full length of a furrow, 100 cubits. Right, that's the area that's going to become a base hapras. Right, more than that. Right, we assume it gets smaller, it doesn't go that, whatever it is, but that's the area that if you plow over a grave, that's what it's going to take out of your field. Okay. Now the Gemara again says, "Ubeis hapras mi mitame ba'ohel." Right, is a beis hapras, right? Because we stick up the tzion on beis hapras, and that assumes, right, that given our previous formulation, that a beis hapras will be metame be'ohel. Those are the things we mark off. How can it be? Ba'amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel says, "Benafech on a beis hapras v'holech." You just blow the dirt to see what's under it, and you can walk right through the beis hapras. Right, it's not going to be metame be'ohel. All you have to do is just blow a little bit to see what's there. Make sure there's no pieces of the dead, and that's all you need to do. We are certainly not worried about anything else, certainly not the area of being under the tent with it. So that concludes our learning for today. Please come back, join me tomorrow. We'll see how the Gemara answers this question.